said, get up to move, he'd be sitting in my lap.
Okay. Well, what do you say to make him stop?
Whoa.
Anything to make him back up?
Yeah, back up. Hey, all you do is just talk to him, back up and pull your lines.
How do you call pigs?
Hippie, I didn't call them pigs.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how to call sheep?
No.
Any sheep in this country?
Very, very few. I don't know of any sheep anywhere.
Okay. How do you call chickens?
Chicken. Just call them, throw
right.
the feet out.
Good. And if you want to get the horses ready, you're putting the gear on them, you say,
I'm going to gear up the mare or the horses.
What's another way to say gear up?
Saddle up.
Or it's to pull a buggy.
A buggy, with the harness on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you're driving the horse, what do you hold in your hands?
The lines.
Suppose you're plowing.
It'd still be the lines.
And if you're riding?
It's the lines.
All right. And you put your feet in the riding.
Oh, you put your feet in a stirrup.
And do you have a name if you're plowing with two mules for the one that walks in the furrow? Or the one that doesn't? Do you have different names for them?
I've never done that.
Okay.
I don't really know.
If something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a little... It's not far.
It's a little piece.
Yeah. But if it's really a long distance, you say we still have a...
Oh, it's a far piece off.
Okay, good. And if something's very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you say, oh, you can find that just about...
Anywhere.
All right. If you slipped on the ice and fell that way, you fell over...
Backwards.
And if you fell that way...
Fell forward.
All right. And if I said, did you catch any fish, you might say, no, blank, a one.
Not a blank one.
What are you laughing at? Laughing at the blank.
Yeah. I started to say it, but I say, and still I just said blank.
Okay.
Anyway.
What are the trenches cut by a plow called?
Do what now?
The trenches cut by a plow.
Fur.
All right. And if you cut a clover or something and enough grew up to cut it another time, what would you call that?
Second cutting.
All right. And what would you call a crop that came up that had not been planted?
Voluntarily.
Mm-hmm.
Volunteer and plants.
Wheat is tied up into a...
Oh, bundles.
And you might stack the bundles up into a...
Racks.
Okay. And you might say we raised 40 something of wheat to an acre.
40 tons.
Or another measure. A peck or a...
Peck. Or yeah. Okay. 40 pecks or 40 bushel.
Mm-hmm.
Bushel would be more like it.
All right. What would you do with oats to separate the grain from the chaff?
What would I do with them?
What would anyone do with them?
Oh, you'd have to put it in the mill, the nut, a blower.
Well, if you were doing it by hand,
you got a fan to do it with.
Well, if you...
You see, whoop it out?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They beat it out with what do they call that?
Instead of saying whip it out or beat it out, what's something else you might do that starts with a TH? THR.
You got it.
Thresh or thrash?
Oh, good God, my thresh or tail. Yeah, okay. You thresh your wheat. Threshing wheat.
How about of oats?
Oats? I don't know about oats.
You would say the oats?
Hmm?
If you were using thresh with oats, you'd say the oats?
May have been threshed.
Okay, that'll do.
But that's not correct.
Why not?
No way. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know anything about oats myself.
Well, that's really not an answer.
Okay. If people had been to visit you and they were about to leave, you might say to them, well, blank, come back again. A bunch
Y'all
of people.
Y'all come back to see us.
Pardon?
Come back to see us again soon.
What was the first word you said?
Come back to see
Before
us.
Before the comeback, what much?
You all.
Do you use that?
Yeah, I use that if there's more than one.